tshuva from, you'll find it in Shuter Rivosh Simen Mem Hei. And the shaila is, what is chokhmas yivonis asher yisrachi ka'odim? And is that what people call sifrei teva? So he says, sifrei teva hafusomim are not part of this chokhmas yivonis that he first talks about. Aval roi limona mehem im hem nisamtzim narkar ikrei terasein arkdoisha. So it can say that's not chochmas yivonis. What the chochmas yivonis was a special way of speaking in ramazim and their chidois and all that, and they were guys a special gzeir against chochmas yivonis. But sifrei teva. So that's not part of this, but it's still roy to be nisrachik, and actually even more roy to be nisrachik. Why? Because any sefer which is goyrim or be'etzim doesn't believe in the ikrei hadas is goyrim to be mashpia. And he says bifrat b'shnei amudei hatovach. A sefer which is koyfe b'briya, or is koyfe in hashgacha, the Rebbe Shem is mashgiach on human beings, and they bring rayas above sim b'fidait on the kayim kadmas ha'olam. Change anything. Everything works according to a set of rules, and that's how the world came into existence. The world exists. Many of them held it's muchach to exist, or the world came into existence by chance, however shita you want to pick, and then things evolved according to rules. So the Darwin's yesod is there was a rule, the survival of the fittest, and that guided the evolution. So who made such a rule? Nemesis, agav, is completely nourished. Because in the world it's not true that the survival of the fittest. How many lions are there in the whole world? And how many sheep? According to the survival of the fittest, there shouldn't be any sheep left. The lions should have ate them up. You'll tell me that no, a man wanted more sheep than lions, and therefore the man made more sheep. But one second, let's go back before man came into the world. So before man evolved, and who's fitter, lions or man? I'm not talking about today when you got all the canine which we developed. I'm talking about primitive man who's walking around, just about upright. The first Dar after when he ceased to become an ape, and he was called Homo sapiens, but his sapiens was very schwach. So who should have won out? The lions. I mean, we see Pumfakir. It's not true. His whole clan is nourished. But Hal Koponim, if you say that there are rules, So you say there's a set of rules, and the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't run anything. So that's okay. You say this habir. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Mashgiach, and the Rebbeinu Shalom can do what he wants. The Rebbeinu Shalom made the world. V'chule v'chule. Because it would be sifreim she'ein yediyah shleima rak oisa shehi min atzad hakira v'lo mitzad hakabala. And they tell you that what's called proper yediyah is what you observe, what man can understand. And a yediyah which you mekabel just becomes mekabel, and that's not called a proper yediyah. That's not a yediyah shleima. V'anachnu mekablei ha'emis. Da'ateinu she'atoyre shelonu shleimo sheba eleinu b'maymed al-sinai mipi agvura u'be'emtsoz adoin anavim olav ha'shalom. He lemalu min ha'koy. But we hold that we know better than anybody else, because the Torah we have, the Yisodos HaChochma which we have, came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Derech, the Adon Anavim, the Navi who was Kula Shechina Medabres Mitach Groina. It's not the five books of Moses. It's Be'etzem, it's Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. And Moshe was completely Neman in his, Moshe Rabbeinu just told over the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that it's Moshe's words. The Alan Avim were on a lower Madrega, so the Alan Avim, it's their words. So there's a Mashahu of Yeshaya mixed into the Nevi'ahs. There's Yeshaya's Havana. Avada, every Navi understood the Nevi'ahs 100% correctly. But there is a Mashahu of, he didn't get the words. He described the message in his own words. Mashenke Moshe Rabbeinu just took down the dictation, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So the Chochma we have from Torah is a Chochma which comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it's Lamala Min HaKoyim. V'chol Chakirosam Ephes V'Torah L'Orkot. As I told you last week, the same thing with the Rosh, you can find the same thing in the Rashba. There's a Chumash Rashba, there's a Rashba in Kedusha Agodas, is the same aside. That if you'll have a Machloikas between something in Chakira, in what the scientists observe in Taina, it should be Kach V'Kach, and Torah says Faker, then we're Mevatel the Das of the scientists. Because the Torah we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bichlal, you know, is a very important idea, which the Rashba brings out very strongly in Chiddush HaGadol. Hari, they're always because the chokhma of the goyim is a chokhma of observation. Then they change their observations, they change their what they hold, and throughout history they keep on changing what they say. Now, I once had an argument with a certain it was an avrich then. I was very, very disappointed. He learned here. He was the chayra, the ben tayra, and trying to explain to him that why is it poshut to you that what the scientists today say is a challenge to Torah? Why is that a challenge to Torah? It's and a lot of people today have this. So this difficulty, what science says today, if it doesn't stim with Torah, so then you start thinking, the Torah is not right, or the Chachmei Talmud, the Amaroim, they didn't really know what they were talking about. They were only talking about the primitive ideas that they had in those days. But today we know a lot better, and therefore the things you find in the Gemara you have to change, and you have to reinterpret, and you have to this, you have to that, and they want to find smachim to say that you're allowed to do that, and they didn't really know. I have a big kasha. This until he understood my question, took a long time, till 2 in the morning. My question for you is that lechayra, all this approach takes on a hanocha that you give, you have a lot of kovod for the modern day scientists, and you have much less kovod for Chazal. If you have a machlokes between the modern day scientists and Chazal HaKdoshim, so then you're not saying that the Hanocha Rishoyna is that the scientists are correct, and I have to reinterpret and give a new pshat to Chazal. Why isn't it the other way around? Why don't you have a Hanocha Rishoyna that what the Amoraim is saying is 100% correct, what the Torah says is 100% correct, and they must be wrong? Or that, or either they're wrong, or we have to reinterpret what they're saying. Why is it go? And if you think about it, many, many people grow up with the Hanocha Rishoyna that who knows better about the world? The Amoraim, Chachmei HaTorah, or to the modern scientists? And Tiferayim, sometimes people are not moided to it, but if you get by a lot of people, and unless a person's a real Ben Torah, then the answer is Be'emes. They would give more respect to today's scientists. What could possibly the Amoraim have known? How much do they know? You know when they lived? We're talking about people who lived in the dark ages. Everybody's walking around in the dark. Then they didn't know anything. What did they know? So, Avada, I'm very despoiled of what they did know, given that they lived in such a time. You know, we'll give them a little bit of credit that they knew was very nice. They knew something. And what did they really know? When it comes to religion, so yes, Maseda, they knew what to do in Torah mitzvahs. So they knew. That's their expertise. They knew how to make tefillin. They knew how to shecht. They didn't really know. They knew in treifas and things. Yeah, it's taka and echanami. They were very advanced for their time. Very advanced for their time. But today, we really know. So the things that they said, some, they're primitive. And that is a Torah's gomel. And I'll explain to you why. In the year 1340, for example, they're also scientists. If we would have asked Shilas, the different scientists then, the year 1340. And first of all, so this is a bit later, this is 14 something, the Rivosh. The Rivosh's time. People had the same problem. Exactly the same problem. It was a tshuva later on about the Chachmei Umas HaOlam taina that if a liver is damaged, then the animal will die. And therefore, it's treif. And al pi halacha, the halacha is if there's a kezayis of the liver left, then the animal's kosher. So the Rivosh says, we have to go after Torah, and we don't care what they say. But if we would have asked the average person, then, what do you say about Dr. Pliny in the year 1406? So when you asked him a shayla, so he would have told you, definitely the animal will not be able to survive, and this is the... And he would have told you, listen, 50 years ago, people didn't really know this. But we're now in the modern era. We're now in the up-to-date thing. Mainly in the when you ask me questions in the 14th century, what are people now? But we're now in the 15th century. You know that? It's 1406. It's 1409. Like we are now in the year, right? 2009. We're now in the 21st century. What do the people know in previous times? And then, don't think it was any different then. Do you think the answer would have been that the guy would have said, well, what do you want from me? You're asking me, Kasha, do you realize I'm only a medieval, primitive professor? What do I know about anything? You have to wait 500 years for the world to find out anything. So they get to the 20th century, then Epis, they'll know something. And really, wait 600 years to get to the 21st century, then you can ask the questions. whatever. Do you know where we're living? Do you realize you're in the 15th century? The 15th century can't expect anybody to know anything. We only live in the 15th century. That wasn't how they looked at it. We are the most up to date and know absolutely everything. The Haraya, I don't know if I've told you this, and a very interesting thing I saw in the year 2000. I don't remember when it was. I think I saw it January the 4th, something like that. The time, London Times, January the 2nd, doesn't come out on January the 1st. January the 2nd, year 2000, reprinted the editorial from the London Times in the year of January the 2nd, 1900. A whole long editorial. And what was the token of the editorial? It says, man, we are now entering the 20th century. Man has discovered everything there is to discover. We know about radio and we have electricity. Where is man going to go now in the 20th century? And the editorial says, basically, we're now going to enjoy, we're going to sit back and enjoy everything that we've discovered, and think we've got radio, we've got electricity, and that's it. We've arrived. And they printed it in the year 2000 with no comment. That's what they think. And in the year, if there was a London Times in the year of 1400, I'm sure there would have been the same thing. We've arrived. We're now entering the modern era. Always the guy thought they were in the modern era. They always thought we arrived. And there's the progression of Chochmah. We know everything. It's true that in the what we call the medieval times, the progression of Chochmah was slower than it is today. Today it's speeded up unbelievably fast. So that's a Zayah Kodesh. The Kodesh Baruch was Poseach the Shari Chochmah from the year Tof. What is it? Tof Reish. That's where they started the Mavuas HaChochmah were opened up. So now things are moving very, very fast. They go, and they're even going faster and faster as we talk. Right? You also have seen the whole shinui in the world. You still remember when you were kids, not everybody had internet. It was just the beginning of internet then. And it was all shy, the army had it, and are they going to let it out for public use? And they developed this thing, are they going to be... Not everybody, you probably still remember when people didn't walk around, not everybody had cell phones. You remember the time when people had the big cell phones, the big clumpy things here? You remember that still, or do you still remember that? First cell phones of people, the Ganser Clackers, that were walked around, the big thing here. Those are the first cell phones. It wasn't very long ago. And things, Mishtane Mamesh Miyom Leyom came out.
Why did it speed up?
What? Why did it speed up? Because in the Chayr, you've got to get all the Chochmah out before the Geula Shleima. All this Chochmah, the Chayr.
Why does it have to happen?
The Chayr, wants that we should develop the world to its fullest before the Mashiach comes.
Perfect for us.
What?
Maybe
when the Mashiach comes, the whole world should be able to see it right as it happens, the second it happens. Everybody in their salon, be able to see it. Mamish thing, place. Whatever, we'll find out. But the thought is that the Moshe, this.
How far does the train of Chazal go?
How far? Because
I think Rabbi Yosha would say something like against us, some sort of new scientist today.
I'm talking about Chazal. Well, I'll tell you something. I once heard from a Maggid, Rav Shavsi Yudalevich was a Yerushalayim the Magid, Zichrono Livracha. So he was in a shul once, he was talking to somebody. He said, I'll show you the difference between Chazal and Rishonim. Both in Chazal and in Rishonim you find a dogma of something which is impossible. The Rambam says, a dogma of something which is impossible, Sfina Parachas Bavir. A Sfina Parachas Bavir today we have. Airplanes are a Sfina Parachas Bavir. Bismanoi, there was no such thing as a Sfina Parachas Bavir. Chazal have a dogma of something which is impossible. Gomel Parach Bavir. It's a massive difference. So, one of the Rishonim Beruach HaKodesh, and they had tremendous Yat Nishmai, what they wrote, and everything's Emes, Lamitoi, and the Rishonim. It's all Torah's Emes. But Lav Davke, when if they're writing something about science, there's all Machloikas, the Moshul, when the Rambam writes about. In Yad HaChazaka, not in his medical sphere. In the Yad HaChazaka, when he writes certain things, do we say Nishtane Ativi or not? It could be Nishtane Atev. It could be also Legabe certain things in the Gemara. He says maybe it's Nishtane Ateva. Maybe not. It's a Machlokes. But what they're saying about the world. So certainly, in Chazal HaKadosh, what they say about the world is Emes Na'amitoi. The Rivosh says this thing about the Shaila with the liver. In the 50s, two French scientists discovered that the liver has the koyach. In 1950, it took them until they discovered that what Chazal was saying were right. That there is such a thing called the regeneration of the liver. And if there's a kazayas of the liver, it can regenerate itself. Therefore, he's not a treifa. And for years and years and years, the goyim said, Chazal don't know what they're talking about. Primitive people, and mechula, mechula,
m'sayin. Can we go on the scientist's portion of how much of the liver needs to be left in order for it to grow back to say that's a kazayas?
What? I don't know. I don't know the sugya ad kedei kach. I'll tell you something else. Chazal say on the Yom Ha'arboim is Knisas HaNeshama in the development of a child. After 40 days after conception, Yom Ha'arboim is when the Neshama goes into the child. Very recently, within the last 10 years, they've been able to develop instruments which are sensitive enough to catch the development of the Uber from Heroin on. And they see after 40 days, on the 40th day, there begins a certain level of brain waves in the Uber. And at that point, you realize you cannot see it with the human eye. It's so small. The Chazal HaKadosh knew this. So when Chazal say that the Ibur of a Nochash is 7 years, 7 years, so it'll take another 100 years until they discover that Be'emis, all their observations of snakes, they haven't actually seen when the snake started the Ibur. And then eventually somebody will discover, Taka, the snakes are, the Ibur is seven years. It could be. Akalponim, the point is what these Rishonim are saying. What I'm trying to bring out to you is that you should, your Hanocha should be the Rav Yoshi knows what he's talking about. Professor Dr. Ploini Almoini, what does he know what he's talking about? A, he's choshed to be a chakran anyway. But I told you the Desna's. Right? It's kosher to be a chakra and everything anyway. And B, he's limited in what he sees. So he's got all these cavalting instruments and he knows all the people have been observing before. But they're still very limited. 100 years ago, did anybody know there was such a thing as atoms? And all those scientists and they thought they knew everything about the world. 1900, they thought they knew everything about the world. They know about atoms. They didn't know about atoms. So now we know there's atoms. Now we know there's atomic power. There's all sorts of stuff which they now know the thing. So today we know everything. That's stupid if you think that. If you've seen that yesterday they didn't know everything, and 5 years ago they didn't know everything, so you don't think that tomorrow they're going to discover new discoveries. They can't be, and you're being the same as the person who wrote that editorial in 1900. There can't be anything. Do you don't think that tomorrow the scientists could discover a whole new discovery, change the world completely? Maybe they'll discover the ways of to be able to channel mind waves and to run your computer without never having to press the buttons. It's very hard to actually suffer. You just have to think, and your computer will run. Maybe they'll be able to channel you. You won't have to type anymore. You'll just think. It'll all come straight out of the computer. Then, if that's what we do, then I discover I'm going to channel it and have a kavana meter. Kavana meter is something you should put on your head when you're davening, and everybody will see when your kavana moves away from the pirush hamilim. And that way, it will all daven properly. The only reason why we let our minds wander is because nobody knows. So we can sit there shuckling away, and everyone thinks a big tzaddik, and everything. And it might be better also to have a little beep. Not sure. The beep would be mafria all the other people, so maybe not. But it's suddenly a light, so light up. No, come on, everybody's. We'll all be davening away, mamash. That's why I'm waiting for them to discover it. But you think, don't be stupid, you're science fiction, or this and that, the other. Who says? Kedish Mitzvah, the whole world will change. Then people start saying, you remember they had these things, computers, where they had a keyboard, you remember people actually typed it in, it was a crazy world, and it took something. You just think you get everything you want. Used to have books. Remember they had books? Those old things. Everybody is sitting in the basement. You'll have a computer in the shtender. Everyone will have a computer in your shtender. You want to know what the Rashba says. Up immediately comes the Rashba. What's the Ramban say? Comes the Ramban. Both on your... You can still do that, but it's just a bit more effort. The Rashba, the Ramban. You'll be able to compare the Lashonas properly. Whatever. But the vote is... Chazal is constant. Because Chazal's Chochmah is a Chochmah of Kabbalah. And why is it that we don't have the respect for Chazal? Why don't we assume that Chazal, the Pashas is, Chazal's Emes Lamitai and all the Goyshe Chochmah realize what it's all worth? Because we're Mushba by the Goyshe Chochmah. Sokta Rivosh. The Chochmah Satoira comes from Maimed Asinai. He lemala me'akol v'chal chol chakirasam efes v'soy hu le'erka. And all their Chochmah is garnished compared to Toira. U'beperik chelik shaninu. Eilu she'en lo'im chelik lo'ilam abo. Ha'oim e'en t'chias ha'mesi min ha'toira. Ve'en ha'toira min ha'shamayim. V'api koiris. Rabbi Kiva Oimel, Af HaKoyre B'Sfarim HaChitzoynim. Omer Gemara, what's Sfarim HaChitzoynim? Sifrei Minim. Hayesh Sifrei Minim, Yoysim Me'elu Shemevim, Moifsim V'Rayas Lahakish Ikre HaToyre. Is there a bigger Sefer of Apikorsis than something which says that the world evolved? There's Makish in Bria. V'Loy Omer Rabbi Kiva HaMa'amilim B'Sfarim HaChitzoynim. This is a pacha, I don't know if you want to hear it. El afilo akoyre oisom. And Rabbi Kiva says akoyre oisom is ain't lechedi loydom abo. Pen yatu is levovoi lahami bidivrein kavashikora leelisha acher. So to be merely careful what a person's reading.
Rabbi Kiva never read it, but he was
there. Huh?
Rabbi Kiva never read it, but he was.
That's a Bissel Bashma, the Rebbe Akiva couldn't read before he was 40. And I don't know if they had any of that stuff was written in Lashon HaKodesh. And in those days,
have you written Hebrew for that Torah?
What?
Have you written Lashon HaKodesh for that Torah?
For what? That to apply? No. No, no. Just saying, you said Rebbe Akiva didn't read it, so I'm saying... And then he brings a tshuva from Rav Hai. Imutin isasik boisad ha-chochmus. And Rav Hai says as follows, listen to this. Tikun ha-guf, u-mishar han-hogis ha-odom, hu-esik ha-mishne ve-ha-talmud. If you want to know what's going to make you a better person, is learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Mishneh v'Talmud. V'asher tov li-Yisrael, ki limud ha-toyre yoyil la'atzmoy v'la'acherim shekamoysoy. V'yoyil la'amei oretz, ki yimshachem l'darki ha-toyre v'ha-mitzvah. V'asher yosi li-boy mizeh, v'isasik b'dvorim ohein, yosi mi'olav toyre v'yirashamayim, v'yafzid oysom ha-in yonim. He is selling me all of kol divrei Torah legamri. Umizoisa hasora ye'era la'adam sheyishabesh daitai. And once if he stops learning and starts studying these things, then he'll be meshabesh his das. At shelo yochush la'ziva satfila. Until he comes to a matzah, he won't even daven properly. Or he won't daven bichlal. Aval asher yimsiru atzvam de Torah v'yir ha-shamay. Yeitzei lohem mizeh ki yinagu kol ha-amoyn la'achris toiva b'loi pikpuk. V'lo yasivu shum sofik b'akodesh baruch. When a person learns Torah, then he becomes more yir, he gets more yir ha-shamay. Ay, yim tire oysom b'nei yodam misaski v'oysom chochmas yoymu l'cho b'emes. Ki hu derech smulo b'zei asigi yudias ha-poyre. The people of Taina, that you want to really understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll study science and you'll get a better appreciation of the Bria and the Mela of the Poyre. And there it goes back to where we started. Those are the people who want a Taina, that's what the Rambam was talking about. But even if you... So we showed there wasn't what the Rambam was talking about. But the people still Taina, but you want to understand the world, the get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've got to understand the Bria. Zogtrim Hai. Loi soive lohem. Don't listen to them. V'daki chazvu l'cho be'emes. And you should know that they're being false. It's not true what they're saying. That if you learn science, you'll get a better appreciation of the Boire. And he's got meridiker ha'chocha. V'loi timtze yiras shabai v'yiras chet uzrizus v'anovo v'taro u'kdusha elabim misaskim b'mishna v'talmud. You show me somebody who's got a high level of Yirah Shamayim from science. I'll show you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who've got a high level of Yirah Shamayim by learning Torah. You show me the person who studied science and got to the same level of Yirah Shamayim, of Tahara, of Kedusha, of Anova. Does the people who study science become big baligaiva b'derechta? Why? Because the whole world is. It's my observation. I'm everything. I don't. I'm machnir myself. Who are we to understand the gedoyle achroinim, kavachom the gedoyle rishonim, or efes v'soihu? The whole chokhma of Torah brings a person to another. Of course, a person can misuse Torah as well. You need Musa, otherwise you can misuse Torah. I'm not there's such a thing as the Talmid Chochem who becomes a big Balgaiva because he thinks Bung Faker. He is the one who, Rashi needed him. Without him, then Rashi would be, nobody ever understood the Pshat the Rashi or the Pshat the Rambam. So he walks around with a big knacker in the world. And he schlugged up this one, he schlugged up that one, he schlugged up the other one. So about it, it can come to that. The Torah itself, the etzim, is learned properly. The Torah with Musa, bring a person to another. But Torah brings the Yirah Shamayim. Where are the big Yirah Shamayim? Where are you going to find them? In the universities? Or in the yeshivas? The Yeda institution, where that fellow is the president of, is that the Mokim where you find the grace of Yerushalayim in the belt? Or do you find more Yerushalayim in the primitive yeshivas like Lakewood, where nobody studies anything, and Mir, and Ruiz, and Teres Moshe, and all the Chashav yeshivas in the world? All the other yeshivas, all the yeshivas, where is the Yerushalayim? So what are you telling me this brings to Yerushalayim? It's an Irishkeit. Who knows more about the Bari Island? The Dalai Torah or the people who studied this? So the whole reason why you're telling me to do it is to get a greater understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not true. That's a shaka. Now, he's saying it's also dangerous.
It's dangerous, but let's say you can't learn it.
What?
You can't say a person who can't learn. A person.
Who's the person who can't learn? Why can't you learn? Any person can learn Torah. And this is a shoyter. He's a shoyter. He can't study science either.
Should women,
since women
aren't, like some people say, shouldn't
learn
science? Like,
it doesn't give you any level of anything.
But would you know it? Now you could always, like, look at food, or look at, the science behind, all these things in Teva, and you would...
A person who's covered in Torah and has completely the hashkafas Torah, and then he'll look at something in the world, and he could be despoiled for something, so he can get out something which a scientist discovered and show more. See a Hashem in the Bria, fine, that actually, yeah. But he doesn't need to study science, that should be a study. He'll read something that a scientist explains how a leaf of that tree over there, what's going on in Mary Dikazach, they're going in that leaf, and they realize how's it shaykh, you can have such a zach, so many leaves and such a big tree and everything else, the bayoilos being mashpia chius outside, or you realize the atoms and everything is whizzing round, and all these sachen that are going on in matter, and then you realize it's a pliatsuma that anything has any type of shape or form or anything, and then they realize that you see the koyach of the borei olam. I have a friend who years and years ago studied quantum physics. So I don't know anything about this, but he just told me that in quantum physics there's an H factor. So he ties H stands for Hashem. You have to put that Hashem factor into everything. He's a Choshev Talmid Chacham, the guy. But now you want to hear something very interesting. What about the Rambam studied these type of Svarim, studied philosophy, b'chulam? So he says, first of all, he says, "Ei lavi raya rabba ki hu lamad koydim lechein kol atoyra kula bishleimus halachas agodas tosefta sifra v'sifri v'kula talmuda bavli v'yushalmi k'mashadira b'sefer mishnah Torah." So first of all, before you start telling me you're going to study science, so here's the list of what you have to do beforehand, right? Kol atoyra kula halachas agodas tosefta sifra v'sifri kula talmuda bavli v'yushalmi. And nowadays you have to learn the Rishonim as well. Right? And he says, what did he write to Mori Nevuchim? Kedei lehoshim isafi koiris, also say for Mori Nevuchim. Listar amoibsi barayah shehevi apidasuf lekaim kadmus ha'oilam. Chayim binin ashgoche. He wrote it to be mekarek, people who were toying Nevuchim. Refi shahoye bismanoi harbe misro Nevuchim b'ikrei ha'toyer. And he says, that's why the Gemara says that the the mayor learned from Acher, he says the darshan for the person hat oznecha ushmati vechachomi v'nimcha toshis ledaiti ledaitom lo neva ledaiti kloima shirishoyim heima kol zois ova hat oznecha, and you should learn, you can learn from them, but get dati, get Torah from it, and remed in that. And then so the Gemara says it's only by God who can do that. You remed matzah, you throw away the clipper and only take the inside. And he says that that's why the Rambam put at the beginning of the Sefer Moreh Nevuchim this possible. Because he was so bichon, they had to remed. And what was he doing it for? Only to be meshiv people who are novel. The alkol zois. And he says that he was mushba. And the God says the same thing in Bi'ahagro and Shulchan Aruch. But Rabbos, I remember, the Rivash, the God, the Rishonim. So it's a machlokes Rishonim whether the Rambam made a mistake. The Rambam held he didn't make a mistake. The God and the Rivash held he made a mistake. Who's the greater Rishon? The Rambam or the Gaon or the Rivash? Reb Chaim Lozhin said about the Gaon, Halavai be like the Rambam. So it's a machlokes Rishonim. But the Rivash says, Ulai, the Hoysa Kamanosa, Irachma Shelo Yuchal, the Hoshiv, Wanoshim, Ohim, the Gabri, Bin Akotze, La Kotze, Ubil, Ohim, Yolim, Maati, Bin Atari, Bederech, Muskevis, and Apinosophia, Begamze, Kosu, Beremis, Ubehela. He says, maybe what he wrote there are things which people have tinnitus on, like the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu. It's very, very schwer when he says it was a dream. So the Ramban asked a lot of kashas, it's very, very schwer of Shat, because he says, well, Lot also had the dream. And he says, even more, that Anshi Stoim had the dream. When did Anshi Stoim all come? It was all a big dream. So he says that what could be that he was only writing it because, look, you're dealing with people who are novel. So you can't. He writes there won't be korbanos in Lasid Lavoi in Moreh Nevuchim. But in Yad HaChazaka, he brings all the halachas of korbanos, and he says there in Yad HaChazaka, why we want to be Bias HaMashiach? Because we can then be Mikayim Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Bashma, but we're going to be Mikayim all Tariag Mitzvahs. So why Moreh Nevuchim? Look, the pshat is, look, people have been Michal Shabbos, and they got Deus of Kfira. And one of their things is they got a problem with sacrifice, animal sacrifice. So he said, don't worry about animal sacrifice. So there won't be animal sacrifice. Keep Shabbos, and I'll prove to you that there is a Boire, and Torah is Emes. So he says, animal sacrifice, don't worry about it. When the Mashiach comes, and we will have Korbanos again, it won't be a difficulty for anybody to be Mekabel. So they'll tie to what you wrote in the Moreh Nevuchim, something wrong. Okay, so, sure. The Rabbi doesn't care about that. The Vayla, keep Shabbos. It's more important. Stop worrying. Because I don't agree with animal sacrifice, you can't keep Shabbos. So he says, I don't understand how Malachim came to Avraham Avinu. Say this, you don't understand, so it's a dream. The Vayla keep Shabbos. There's a Bari Olam, Torah Zemes. You want that chetel? It's outside that chetel. You know, like some people, for example, if a person has difficulty with the age of the world. So there's the different shitas. Shvera shitas, but they want to say, the Chazal say the Rebbe Shem created 974 worlds before this world. And Ken say that's the why the scientists think the world was so old. That's right. You got a difficulty. You can't believe the world is 5,770 years old. Sure. So there's Tosfos Yom Tov who says that. So the Bible keep Shabbos. There shouldn't be the difficulty, which is. And do we be'etzim hold that that's... Well, what do you need to hold that for? It's a scientist, Irish guy.
So doesn't the Rambam hold in Hilchos Sefirot Torah? Anytime a malach comes, the person needs B'derech Nevuah, and Nevuah is through a dream?
So
what's so sure?
What?
The malachim came.
So how did the Anshei Stoim see it? They had a prophetic dream? It can't be. Even if you tied a light, they saw light bring somebody in. What did they just saw light coming along and putting plates down on the table? They first didn't see what he was doing in the thing. They saw light, so the positive light went one way, the Malachim went the other way into his house. So how did the Anshei Sidon come running and saying you're being Machdi Sochim? What did they see? What? What? So she also had the dream. What? So he says that maybe the Rambam was just saying it to be mechazik people. Elamai, you want to give a, to answer up the Rambam? So answer up the Rambam. It's not so terrible. That the people who couldn't believe that a Malach came to Musa Anoshim, and therefore that was one of their problems in keeping Torah. So he writes this up, Shekel, that it was a dream. Don't let that bother you. I'll tell you it was a dream. You have a problem with animal sacrifice, I'll tell you there won't be any more animal sacrifice. There isn't any animal sacrifice now anyway. What's that be your problem? So he says, okay, they had animal sacrifice because of the Avodah Zarah.